This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number three of the Thursday edition of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our site, totally free. The toll-free number for you, 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. That's 1-800-259-9231, like, well, Eric's going to. On the amplifier line, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Eric.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. What's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to talk tonight about intellectual property rights.
All right.
I'm hoping I misheard you on I guess it was Wednesday's show, Ian. Could you tell me real quick where you stand on intellectual property rights, how you think it should work?
Well, I think that the government shouldn't be involved. I don't know if I really believe that there is such a thing as intellectual property. I think if you have an idea and you want it to be protected, then you need to take whatever steps are necessary to protect it. And we should allow the free market to come up with some sort of protection system for that sort of thing. But I certainly don't trust the government to protect my ideas for me.
Okay. It sounded like you said, I thought I heard you say all ideas should be free, which I don't agree with. I think
well, I do believe that. I do believe ideas should be free.
Okay.
Well, here, I've got a question then. Do you think it's fraud for me to put out a cola, and on that cola to put out Coca-Cola on the container? Do you think I'm lying to people and perpetrating a fraud?
If you're just pouring it out of one Coke bottle and into another, then no.
So
but
as long as
I don't think that you should be able to take their formula exactly as is and sell it for your own profit without giving them something. But I think if you do that, you take out all incentive to innovate.
So what you're saying is, Eric, that we need government to protect innovation.
I haven't seen... it's so hard because I haven't heard of a way for the free market to protect it. That's not necessarily saying that there isn't one.
Well, I'm certainly willing to look at free market protections.
Yeah, I would have to see something. I think that we are absolutely in a failed system under the current system. I think it's absolutely failing. I think the way that the MPAA and the RIAA are basically using a failing business model and using the government to try and monopolize that failing business model is absolutely despicable. But I do think that if you don't give any protection at all, even mild, like, 3 years or something like that, I think that you take away all incentive to innovate.
I see what you're saying, and it makes sense in this world that we live in this America that we live in, where we expect the government will protect people. However, I will point you to Against Intellectual Property by Stephen Kinsella. There's a link to it on our website. If you just Google it, you'll be able to find it. It's a 52-page long essay about why it is that intellectual property could work to an extent in the marketplace. And really what he essentially argues for, as I recall, is that basically if we were to get rid of the government protection system, this monopoly privilege system that we have, that the free market would rearrange itself in possibly in a totally different fashion. He gives one possible example, maybe to get the gears turning for you, about how, for instance, research and development, people will complain, well, if you take away our intellectual property rights, then research and development will fail because no companies will want to put money into research and development, because if they do and then somebody steals their idea, why should they even bother to put the money into the R&D? And that's a great argument. It's a great point.
It really is.
So his response to that was, well, what we need to do is step outside of the box and realize that if it wouldn't work in the way that we think it would, minus government, then things would change entirely. So, for instance, he says that educational institutions may step forward and compete to create ideas. Universities may attract the brightest and the best as far as the engineers and that sort of thing. So let's talk about the car industry. Universities might come up with brand new ideas for cars, and then the car manufacturers would be able to use those ideas, perhaps giving credit to the university that came up with it, so they can have their renown that they're looking for, the public renown, the acceptance, and to attract the next generation of engineers. They'll come up with an idea, and each of the car companies are free to come in there and take that idea, modify it, and essentially compete to make that same car or a modified version or of whatever it is they've created. Does that make sense?
It does. I would have to look into it further.
It's a total restructuring of the system.
I can go for a total restructure of the patent system, but I've got to say, if you put out a cola product and then on that cola product you put an exact duplicate of Coca-Cola's can, you are lying to people. And libertarianism is does not believe in theft or fraud.
I agree with that. I don't believe in fraud either.
Well, that's fraudulent. And it's wrong, and somebody deserves to pay. Go ahead.
I would say right now, without having looked at that pamphlet, Ian, I would say I lean more towards the minarchist approach to this, with a very, like I said, maybe something like a 3-year patent, something like that. Yeah.
See, the problem also with that is that the patent system is really mostly used by lawyers and to take advantage of inventors. In a lot of cases, inventors... Go ahead.
I think that the poor man's patent that y'all discussed, where you write down all the specifications and all that and mail it to yourself, I think is absolutely the way to go. I don't think you need a patent registry. I think the courts could certainly handle the poor man's patent.
Okay, I see where you're coming from on that. Any other thoughts for us tonight?
No, that was pretty much it. Thank you very much for enlightening me, I guess you would say.
Cool. Well, thanks for being out there, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. It's a tough issue. I want to jump back to the fraud point, because it's a good point. You shouldn't be able to create a can that looks identical to Coca-Cola and put it on the shelves and sell it as though it's Coke, because then you're fraudulently claiming to be the Coca-Cola company when you're in fact not.
Right.
And you're fraudulently claiming that this is indeed a Coke product when in fact it's not.
And you're stealing money from Coke. Because
No, you're not.
Yes, you are. The person who bought that believed they were buying a Coke, so they thought they were handing their money to Coke, and you stepped in the way, and you took the money away.
It wasn't
away. Their
money in the first place.
Whose money?
You're not stealing their money.
You are.
Fraudulently taking money that originally was destined for
them. Okay, go ahead.
Anyway,
That's stealing.
Okay, well, whatever. I don't think so, because they didn't have the money to begin with. If they have the money and you take it from them, then it's stealing. Technicality. So we're talking about this fraud thing. In the marketplace today, what you're describing, Mark, would be absolutely unacceptable at most legitimate retail establishments.
Sure it would.
Because Walmart and the big retail companies, they know who they're dealing with. I mean, they have relationships with their vendors like Coca-Cola and Pepsi and all the products that are on their shelves. The Walmart buyers, they have these high-level people that work at the top level of Walmart buying these products to put on the Walmart shelves to resell to consumers. They know who they're dealing with, so if Mark walks in one day and says, hey, I'm Mark from Coca-Cola, and you show off your line of products and you make the point to Walmart that, look, my products are half the price of these Coke products. Well, Walmart's going to boot you out the door because they know you're not Coke. They're going to do the research to find out. They're going to call up Coke and say, hey, is this Mark Edge? Is he one of your people? And they're going to say, Mark who?
So what if I walk into the local convenience store, the convenience store owned by a private individual, and I say to them, I'm going to sell you some Coke, and I've got it for half the price. They say, okay, we'll take that.
Great.
Now what?
Competition's a bitch, isn't it?
Now I'm taking money from... It's not competition. It's fraud. You see, and what you're proposing is to take the enforcement of law, where fraud ought to be illegal, the enforcement of law out of the hands of cops and put it in the hands of the free market.
And in that case, the marketplace could handle it by, for instance, insurance companies. Insurance companies could refuse to do business with people that wanted to operate in that fashion.
And they could agree to do business with people that operate in that fashion.
1-800-259-9231, and the government protects the rich.
It'll be anarchy. And the government, cats and dogs living together.
The government patent system protects rich lawyers. It doesn't protect inventors. So you can argue all you want for the government.
That's not a patent. It's copyright.
More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1%, in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. The toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. You bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams there, a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both of them totally free. freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by Porkfest 2006. Get first-hand information about the Free State and meet early movers at the Porcupine Freedom Festival starting June 23rd. For details, visit porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. So earlier, I said that we were going to talk about a connection between drug dealers and terrorists.
I'm interested in this. What sort of connection are you talking about?
Well, actually, it's not the connection that you normally think of when you hear those things, because the government tries to tell you that if you buy drugs, then you're buying them from terrorists. That's the connection that they try to make. And that might actually be true because drugs are illegal, and so therefore bad people can get involved in the business. But Jacob Hornberger, who we've actually had on the show one time, writing for the Future of Freedom Foundation, has some comments. He says, the title is, by the way, Zarqawi and the Drug War. After several consecutive months of bad news for U.S. officials, the Marine massacre at Haditha, the disclosure of secret CIA renditions and torture camps in former Soviet bloc countries, the weekly deaths of American troops, the daily kidnappings, beheadings, and suicide bombs in Baghdad, U.S. officials and pro-occupation supporters received a big morale booster with the killing of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, or as Australian Prime Minister John Howard put it, a huge boost for anti-terrorist forces in Iraq. But isn't this the same type of periodic morale booster that we've seen in the war on drugs in the past 30 years? How many times have we seen federal officials in the news networks over the years hyping the arrest or killing of some big drug lord?
Happens all the time.
Do you recall the capture? Actually, big drug lords don't happen all the time.
Not all the time, but you see in the news some big busts now and then.
Big busts do go down.
Sure.
But the drug lords, well, do you recall the capture of Manuel Noriega, the leader of Panama?
Right.
U.S. officials.
Still in prison here in Florida.
Yep. U.S. officials, as well as the mainstream news media, were totally hyped up during the military invasion of Panama to capture someone accused of being one of the primary drug dealers in the world. Someone who, by the way, had been on the payroll of the CIA. The news briefings and press coverage of the Panamanian invasion and the capture of Noriega came close to matching that of the Zarqawi killing. I mean, that's back then when news and information didn't travel quite as fast. In fact, amidst all the hoopla, one could have even been forgiven for concluding that Noriega's capture finally meant that the decades-long war on drugs would finally be over. And alas, it was not to be. There were always more drug dealers and
sure.
drug lords to go after. The reason why, of course, is one just fills in the gap.
Well, the money is just too good. And
the
no
demand
gonna,
is there.
Yeah, no one's going to let that go by.
There was also the perpetual need for ever-increasing federal budgets to finance the continuation of the drug war. Do you recall the famous Medellin cartel, which operated out of Colombia in the 1970s and 80s?
No, I don't.
You never heard of Medellin?
No, Cali cartel or something
okay.
like that I've heard of.
Well, its leaders were Pablo Escobar.
Oh, I knew this.
And Carlos Leader. For years, the feds focused the public's attention on them, much as they do now with particular terrorists, suggesting that busting them would bring a major blow
yep.
to the illegal drug trade.
Just like I said, it's all PR.
Ultimately, Escobar was killed, and Letter was incarcerated, and the Medellin cartel destroyed. What happened? The feds simply moved on to new drug war targets, on which they then focused the public's attention. Even today, after more than 30 years of drug warfare, hardly a week goes by without some law enforcement agency, either at the national, state, or local level, striking a major blow in the long-running drug war by making another big drug bust, an event that is then inevitably hyped by the local or national news media.
Sure.
No matter how many drug busts are made or drug lords arrested or killed, the drug war continues onward, with no sign of it ever ending. The reason is simple. It is the federal government's drug war itself that gives rise to the drug dealers and drug lords, and then it gets all hyped up about busting.
Right. They just create them.
Without the drug war, there would be no drug lords to bust because they'd all be out of business, much as the booze lords went out of business at the end of Prohibition.
Right. How many moonshiners do you know of today that are raking in the dough? Well, they're not.
None. Maybe it's
because
I'm not trying to buy moonshine, though. Maybe that's why.
I suppose. I mean, it's still illegal to produce moonshine.
Yeah. But who wants it?
They've deregulated it enough that...
Who wants to go through the process of finding a moonshine dealer so they can go and buy some moonshine, which is questionable as far as its safety value? I mean, you could go blind by drinking the stuff.
Sure.
Where they could just go down to the corner store and buy themselves some nice hard alcohol and get wasted at their house. I mean, you don't have to go through as much effort to get the legal product versus the illegal product.
And it probably costs less, too.
No, it's no different with the government's war on terrorism, where the killing of one terrorist simply produces more terrorists, which means that the war on terrorism, like the war on drugs, continues onward with no sign of its ever ending. The reason's simple. It's the federal government's own interventionist foreign policy, including the death and destruction that arise from such policies as sanctions, invasions, and occupations that give rise to the deep anger and hatred that then produces the terrorist blowback. By dismantling America's overseas military empire and restoring the non-interventionist foreign policy of a constitutional republic. Hello, everybody. That's what we're supposed to have. Non-intervention.
Yeah.
It does not mean isolationism. It means we don't mess in other people's business as far as their wars and their battles and their disagreements. No. All we should do is be trading.
Why would we get involved in those things?
Well, we do.
And yes, we do. And it's because we think that we can benefit ourselves. And then...
Politically. The politicians think they can benefit themselves.
And they sell it to the American people. We're on the red, white, and blue team. We're going to run down this goal line, and we're going to take that ball, and we're going to run it back. You know, and how do I benefit by Saddam Hussein being put on trial?
You don't.
I don't. Not at all. And I paid for it.
And you'll keep paying for it.
And I'll keep paying for it, or I'll go to prison for not paying for it.
Like Saddam.
That's crazy. It's crazy talk. Why? Because, and why does anybody else care if Saddam Hussein gets put in prison?
He's a bad man.
So what?
There's bad men.
There's bad men everywhere.
He's really bad, though.
So what?
Super bad.
What about Kim Jong-il?
He's bad, too.
Okay, well, why don't we go in there and get him?
He's scary.
Okay. See, it's fallacious logic. There's bad men everywhere, and they're in charge of countries. So what? Let's show them what a true beacon of liberty can be in this world. How profitable things can be, how great a life can be in this country if we give people liberty and we don't take all their taxes away or all their money away in the form of taxes.
So Jacob Hornberger finishes by saying, thus the American people have a choice to make with respect not only to the war on drugs, but also the war on terrorism. If they choose to continue such wars, and as I've pointed out, we're starting a war on immigration now as well. They simply need to recognize that the result will be an endless supply of drug lords and terrorists, and therefore perpetual war. As we continue to learn, there are enormous financial costs that come with such wars, to say nothing of the ever-growing infringements on our civil liberties, which we discussed earlier in the show. If, on the other hand, Americans want to eliminate the supply of drug lords and the supply of terrorists and restore a stable, prosperous, and free society to our land, there's but one way to accomplish it, by ending the war on drugs, as well as ending the U.S. government's interventionist foreign policy. 1-800-259-9231. Marcus is on the line in New Jersey. He wants to talk about home brewing. We're coming back with more. This is your show. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 72906. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide, featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. You get to bring up whatever you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, where we have our listener map with over 1,300 individuals mapping their location, putting a little digital pushpin in our map from around the world.
I love that thing.
It's really cool. It's a lot of fun. You can scroll around and see where some of the other listeners are, or even add yourself to the map, and it's free, of course, by going to map.freetalklive.com.
I wish that you could blow up the whole map of the world on it and then show every one of the pushpins easily and quickly.
You can't.
No. But you can go to smaller areas and see all the pushpins in the smaller areas. So
right.
If you
live
in Arkansas, you can go to Arkansas and you can see all the pins in Arkansas.
We have so many pushpins on our map. It's kind of a slow program.
It bogs down the whole thing.
Yeah. And if you try to show more and more of them, it might actually crash. It might actually crash your browser. So you have
I didn't know that.
Well, it certainly has crashed the program itself inside the browser. Anyway, map.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. This is your show. Let's talk to Marcus in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Marcus.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Hey, those pushpins are keeping the CIA really busy.
Yeah.
But seriously, you guys were talking about the war on drugs and drawing a little bit of correlation to prohibition. And what it just made me think of is home brewing. Before the 70s, home brewing of beer was illegal. And when Nixon was in office was when they legalized home brewing of beer. And we can now see how wonderful our country has become because of it. We have so many wonderful home brews available all over the country. There's clubs, there's pubs, and you can
buy it at Walmart. You can get the Mr. Beer kit or whatever.
Yes, yes, you can. You can brew beer at your home. And so many businesses have popped up that are great, where you can go to different towns and experience different beers.
Yep. So just making that one little change to the law, just allowing that one freedom to come back,
yes,
has resulted in so much productivity.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
And it shows the, how versatile our world or our country is anyway, where it gets away from that homogenized, chain stores where you can really get into the heart of a town.
Good point. Good point. More local flavor. Literally. Actually,
yeah.
Local flavor in the beer. Very cool, man. Anything else on your mind, Marcus?
No. Keep doing what you're doing.
Will do. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231 to William in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, William.
Hey, yeah. Talking about the drug war.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
The drug war is just a big joke like the war on terrorism.
Okay. I agree. Back that up now. What do you mean?
Well, a few of my friends that I grew up with, they're now on heroin because heroin is flooding the streets.
Sure.
Hmm. So many people have it these days.
Really?
And where's that coming from? Afghanistan.
Yeah,
who's in Afghanistan right now?
We are.
Have you looked at the statistics of how much the opium production rate has multiplied
over the years
of our invasion?
I've seen that. There's a lot more heroin production coming out. But how do you explain heroin was popular before even the war in Afghanistan.
Sure.
But now I hear that there's a lot more of it. I'm not an expert in this, but I had heard about heroin chic, 8, 9, 10 years ago, whereas we've only been in Afghanistan for 4 or 5 years. Do you have a little insight on that for me?
I don't have any insight on that. But, I mean, the CIA has gotten caught smuggling tons of cocaine from Bolivia before. So
who caught them?
I saw it on C-SPAN. They got caught.
I know, but I wonder who was investigating them.
Yeah, I don't know.
The DEA? Because, I mean, the DEA is corrupt, too.
Oh, yeah, it's all corrupt. It's run from the highest levels.
You know, there's no doubt about it, and you're absolutely right. And it's not just a rumor. I mean, it really is a fact that there are government officials involved in bringing drugs into the country. Not to say that drugs are going to go away if we make them legal. They'll just be cheaper and less dangerous, and they'll be safer for people to use, and they'll be more easily available so people don't have to get hurt trying to acquire these things. They don't
right.
have to hurt themselves trying to use them as well.
Yeah, take all the black market out of it.
That's right. Just like with the beer industry.
You know, I'd have to say that I'd like to see all the black market taken out of it. But even if they took some of the black market out of it, like, for instance, like they've done with alcohol. We were just talking about how alcohol is really only partially legal. You can't walk down the street with a beer in your hand enjoying it like you can a Gatorade. I mean, it's not as legal as Gatorade. But
you know why that is? Because we let the government control the streets. If we actually had private streets, then some private street owners might allow you to do that.
Well,
some may not.
I can certainly walk around my yard with a beard.
Darn right. And a beer, too.
A beard and a beer. I'm sorry, I my nose isn't working.
That's okay. Mark had an operation yesterday, and he's still recovering. So, William, any other thoughts for us on the drug?
Soon I'll be Marcy.
That's it. I mean, it makes me sick that it's on the street so much, and it's controlled by the highest levels.
Yeah, if we really want to keep kids safe, and we really want to keep families safe, then ending the war on drugs is the way to go. William, thanks for the call.
Oh, thank you.
We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You know, I've been around a lot of the drug culture in my time, Mark, and I don't think I've ever seen heroin.
I guess I haven't either.
I mean, for all of the time.
I believe that heroin's in a lot of ecstasy pills. That's what I'm told.
Okay.
And
I've actually been told that it's not.
Okay. I wouldn't see why they would waste heroin on ecstasy pills.
No. There's in ecstasy pills, street ecstasy and beans, as they call them on the street, sometimes you'll find designer drugs in there, which are chemicals that you may not have ever heard of. I mean, everybody's heard of ecstasy and heroin and cocaine, but very few people have heard of, say, 2CB or 2CT. Or DOB. I mean, these are all different designer drugs, and you can get information on them all at Arrowhead.org. But sometimes these are what show up in those ecstasy pills.
Are they addictive? I see. It seems to me that ecstasy isn't addictive, and it would seem to me that they would want to make it addictive,
possibly,
so that they would, you know, so that people would take it more often. I think that something that makes you feel as good as ecstasy does doesn't really need to be addictive, but I could see why somebody would desire to do that.
I'm not sure what the motivation is there, and that's a great question. I don't know if anybody can answer it. Hey, if you're out there manufacturing fake ecstasy pills, can you call in and explain to us why?
Well, sure. It's very easy to figure out
why.
Maybe
it's cheaper.
You know, because somebody created the first cola.
Yeah.
And then after that, somebody created something that they called a cola, too, but it wasn't the same as the first cola. So it's just a little different. And, you know, ecstasy isn't a chemical term. Beans certainly isn't a chemical term. None of these things are. Is it MDA, MDNA?
MDMA. There's actually MDA and MDMA.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Two different ones. MDA has more of a psychedelic component to it, like an acid trip. MDMA is... That's what ecstasy is supposed to be.
So that's what was legal in the late 80s, because
a friend of mine
had them.
Ooh. Well, do you still have some?
Well, that was the late 80s. I don't even know him.
Believe it or not, I know a guy that actually told me that he still had an ecstasy pill, or actually a friend of his gave him one, that was made back in the 1980s. And it was still good 25 years later.
Wow.
Had been in storage for that long. And he said it was unlike anything that he'd taken on the black market. But you talk about the adulterants that are put into these street ecstasy pills. And you still have to ask yourself why. I mean, even though it is the black market, it still does function to an extent as the marketplace does. I mean, people in the black market want to continue bringing their product to the marketplace. They want to continue. They want to have repeat business. So if you're providing a bunk product, it's not likely that you're going to be continuing to do business with the same people, because they're going to find out that it's bunk, and they're going to get angry at you, and you might get hurt or killed because you're providing bunk products. So there's still somewhat of a disincentive Yet, it. Anyway, we'll explore more coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions? Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and you can vote for the show because we are about, what did you say, 30 votes away from the second place?
Less than 30 votes.
So we could easily close that gap with your vote at vote.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, if you haven't voted yet, it's really a big deal. We were just at the New Media Seminar up in New York City.
That's right, for talk radio industry.
And when we talk to program directors, it really is a big deal to them that we're the number one podcast, because they know that podcasting, we have been the number one podcast.
We are the number one political cultural podcast.
And that's meaningful. To them. They know that podcasting is the new big thing in audio delivery, right. And when they go to Podcast Alley and they see us sitting at the top, that is such a huge deal for Free Talk Live. So please, if you haven't voted yet this month, go to vote.freetalklive.com and do it. And if you have, get somebody else to, because we're only we're less than 30 votes away.
All right, but we'd need more than 30 to stay in the lead, because this is an ongoing thing throughout the month. So definitely need your vote. Vote.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the drug war, talking about how it will continue to go on no matter how many drug dealers they bust, because when you bust one drug dealer, a lower-level drug dealer says, hey, that guy's got some open customers. I'll go take care of them myself. And then he steps right up, and the business continues, because the demand is always going to be there. Why? Well, because humans want to alter their state. I mean, that's just a fact. It's the same reason why people get drunk. It's the same reason why they want to take illegal drugs. So drugs are never going to go away. Drug dealers are never going to go away. Unless we can get rid of the war on drugs, then the drugs will go into the stores where they belong. But I was talking about how the marketplace still functions to an extent, even though it's black.
Sure it does.
And and I'm just trying to figure out why somebody would want to create a bad batch of drugs. I could understand that maybe an accident would happen. Like maybe during the chemical extraction process and you're making the meth or the MDMA or whatever it is you're making, something goes wrong and you can create a batch that's not quite what you thought it was going to be. Maybe it won't be as potent as you expected it to be.
When you say a bad batch, do you mean a dangerous batch?
Well, dangerous batches come out too. That happens in the black market too because there's no quality control. But I mean maybe a batch that's not quite as good as it was supposed to be.
Well, it certainly makes sense that somebody would want to go out on the street corner and make a few bucks by selling some dope who's never bought in the neighborhood before a baggie of baking soda and calling it cocaine.
Sure. That's not a long-term thing. I mean, that's something that a crackhead would do, to go out and make enough money so where he can go and buy some crack.
I don't know about a crackhead, just an idiot.
Right.
Somebody who doesn't want to build long-term business.
Right, and also something that you'll see where these bad drugs are sold is at like big campground-style events. They've got these big party concerts that people go to, and they set up tents, and they stay there the entire weekend, kind of like a Woodstock. Sort
yes,
of
the rainbow people.
Right. The rainbow gatherings last a long time, as
okay.
I understand.
I don't know anything about this. Sorry.
I just mean like a concert. People go, and so it's a one-time event. People will bring in fake acid and fake drugs and that sort of thing.
That makes sense.
Just clear them out. Just sell them all over the park and leave. And that way nobody ever finds you again and you've made, you know, a few thousand bucks on what is essentially nothing. But for long-term business, it just doesn't work out. And people at the upper levels in that trade are likely to get kind of angry. I mean, if you could imagine, you're selling 100,000 so-called ecstasy pills to somebody. That's a lot of money that you're dealing with. And then they find out that the entire batch was bad. You're going to get popped. You're not going to live for very long.
Possibility exists that you might be able to, get an opportunity to make good. But
I suppose.
You might not.
It depends on who you're dealing with. Anyway, 800-259-9231.
Jabba the Hutt let Han Solo make good.
No, that's right. Hollywood movies. Good idea. That's reality.
Well, it's the closest I get to this stuff.
Well, and I'm not very close myself, but if you are, 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones. To Mark in California. You're on Free Talk. It's the night of the Marks here on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I had a question. I was listening to your iPod, the podcasting from last night.
Yes.
You guys were talking about, I think it was Lawrence, who got the IRS to back down about the 1040 form.
Yes,
saying
that's right.
It was unconstitutional. Right. What are the odds of getting this same lawyer and putting together like a class action lawsuit? Because since, you know, he doesn't have to do it, I feel defrauded that I have been paying it for quite a while now.
Well,
and,
we have been defrauded.
Well, can we get a class action lawsuit and sue the IRS and get a refund?
First of all, I don't know. Maybe you can. But personally, I don't think there's any point in suing the government to try to get money out of them.
Uh-huh.
I say just leave it lay. Stop continuing to pay taxes and consider it all just lost money. It's gone, man.
Anybody,
you're not getting it back.
Yeah. Anybody who goes after their lost money, they always go after them. And I say we're just better off not having to pay taxes into the future. We believed it. We paid it. You know, oh, well, they got us. Better luck next time.
Right.
Just
and
cut your losses and just keep going. Huh?
Exactly.
That's my suggestion.
But you asked a question about a class action lawsuit. Now, I don't know about the lawyer in the case that you mentioned, but the We the People organization absolutely is involved in a class action lawsuit. And if you want more information on them, I believe their website is givemeliberty.org. They are actually, there's a large class action suit involving thousands of individuals that have essentially said, look, if you don't answer our questions, we are not giving you money. And they've been asking the IRS and other government agencies the same set of questions for years and have never gotten a response. And actually, it was the We the People organization where we'd gotten that the information about that successful case from. So that's definitely a group that you're going to want to get in touch with.
Oh, excellent. Anything all right, yeah, I'll check them out.
Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah,
I appreciate
it
from you, dude. Have a great night. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. It is your show. Take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Honking horns and reckless drivers. It's enough to inspire mental mayhem in Mad Max. But before you put on that leather jacket, I've got a detour to Easy Street when I come back.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
If road rage has you seeing red, even at green lights, maybe it's time for you to stop your aggression and proceed to Easy Street. That's E-A-S-Y. E, emotions. Get a hold of them. If you've had a rotten day, leave it at the curb. A, avoid eye contact with fellow drivers if you're in a bad mood. Staring just escalates incidents into confrontations. S, slow yourself down. Your car will follow. And why? Yield. Give the other guy a break. Could be you'll get one when you need it. In any case, remember, raging down Fury Freeway is a one-way street to a dead end. And that's one toll road you don't want to ride. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but still enough time for your call. 1-800-259-9231. About whatever you want, whether it be immigration or the war on drugs or the infringing, encroaching police state that is growing day by day in this country. You can talk about what you want. 800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
I invite you to our website, and on our site you'll find everything's free. That's the way it's been. That's the way it's going to be. But it still costs money to do all this stuff, so we accept voluntary contributions. That's why we have the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And for $3 a month, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier. You go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the program. You'll learn about how as an amplifier, you'll get access to the amplifier-only call-in line, the amplifier-only forum, classic archives as well from way, way back in the very beginning days of Free Talk Live. All of these things you get.
The fun shows. You can hear us just beginning.
As an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, the point of the program is to allow us to expand the show, is to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, and this takes money. I mean, we have to advertise the show in radio industry publications. We advertise online as well. And your $3 contribution is our advertising budget. Seriously.
It's true.
Amp.freetalklive.com is the place to go to learn more about that. It's a big help to us. And it's like a cup of coffee to you. Amp.freetalklive.com. So, news out of the Salt Lake Tribune, Utah has unplugged their Spanish-only website. The state of Utah apparently had created, utah.spanish.gov or something like that, spanish.utah.gov, espanol.utah.gov, and they launched it 2 weeks ago, and then within days, complaints to the governor's office that the site violated Utah's law that makes English the state's official language had been coming in, and so Utah pulled the site down until the content can be reviewed. And the article goes on to talk about that. And what I wanted to point out here, this is obviously making you happy, Mark, because this is what you want to see. You want to see the government only operate in English, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I don't see why I should have to pay for the government to operate in Spanish. It's a slippery slope. Spanish, then you go to Portuguese, then you go to French, but not just regular French. You got to do regular French, Creole French. You got to do Louisiana French. You got to do Quebec French.
I see, and I agree with your point. You shouldn't have to pay for any of those things.
Okay.
In fact, we shouldn't have to pay for any government, period. But since you want to have some government, since you want to have some government and some government forms, and you want to have them in English only, then should Spanish-speaking people have to pay for the English-only forms? Should French-speaking people have to pay for the English-only forms?
Nobody grabbed them by their ponchos and drug them here, okay? They came to the country, and it was an English-speaking country when they got here. Nobody grabbed them by their little sombreros and drug them in here. They came of their own volition, and they want to learn English, the vast majority
of them.
That's
fine. I understand that. I'm just asking you the question. Should they be forced to pay for the English-only forms?
Yes.
I see. So, okay, and then on top of that, this actually just points out how asinine laws are, period. The whole idea that, ignorance of the law is no excuse, says the lawmakers, say the lawyers. But if you can't even read the effing law, then how can the ignorance of a law even be an option?
There should only be enough laws that that normal, sensible people would be able to know what they were anyway, and then they would learn through dissemination anyhow. I mean, we all know that murder is illegal. We all know it. It's not like anyone ever sat us down and showed us section 802 of the state code or whatever. I don't even know any of these things. I'm just making it up. But just because we haven't read that murder is illegal, we know it's true.
I see what you're saying. So we need to cut back on the size of the law. But in the meantime, we've got oodles and oodles of them. We've got books upon books, stacks upon stacks. We'll see you tomorrow night. It's been Free Talk Live.
Mark.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.